Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to the show. It's You Up with Nikki Glaser. Happy Wednesday to you. It is a late night edition. Never done the show this late at night. It's Tuesday, 10:37 p.m. Central Time. Just got done watching the debates about an hour ago. And then I was with my parents talking about the debates, bitching our faces off. And then I get a FaceTime from my dear friend, Andrew Collin. And we were having fun with my family on FaceTime. And I was like, this would make for a good podcast. And I still have to do a podcast. I was going to wake up at like 5 a.m. to do one. But now I don't have to do that because you agreed to hop on with me and get one done. What up, Andrew?
It's late night.
Late night.
Late night.
Where how you feeling?
I'm good. I started watching The Joker today and then I stopped myself. I was like, I don't need that energy.
Wait, Joker or The Joker? Because the movie I think is just called Joker.
Oh, Joker.
So you started watching that movie?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this is so depressing right away.
Really? I mean, I can't remember.
I mean, he's just a sad man. And I think I've been there, but not right now because I'm moving.
You're moving. Tonight's the last night in your apartment.
Yeah.
This is the last night you'll ever have a roommate until you probably get married. Or
maybe
you do the reality show with me.
Yeah. I mean, look, I lived here for 6 years in the same fucking shitty apartment. We had mice. Remember the mouse that played guitar?
Yeah, there was a mouse that ran across his guitar late at night one night, and he
what was then he joke? Joined the Lumineers. I think you gave me that tag.
I like to imagine like another mouse was like holding its tail across like a capo, so that it could.
Like a bar chord?
Yeah, yeah. We're just talking some guitar here on the podcast from two people that know how three chords. Dude, and so a girl who just got a flimsy pick and is loving it.
We're two people that have never learned a complete song, like a whole song.
I know a whole song right now. I did it today.
Which one? Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Eat My Ass. No, which one? What song?
August, which is almost sounds like Eat My Ass. August. It's called August. And I also learned I can do King of My Heart, which is another Taylor Swift song.
See, here's the thing about most songs, most country, folk, rock song, they're the same. They're all the same chord. There's four chords. G, C, D, A minor, F minor. F sharp.
Yeah, if all you really need is like a G, really. A C, an A minor, an E minor, an F, a D.
And a D.
It's like that's all it. You need.
Yeah, but it's just taking the time. My ADD is too bad to be like, okay, here we go. Second verse. I've
you
never
should
got to
do a song where it's just ADD. ADD.
ADHD.
Would that even be something? Wait, let's play ADD really quick.
Yeah, let's hear how that sounds.
Okay. A D D.
Back to A.
Wait, hold on. A, D, D.
D, D.
A, D,
A, D, D. A, D.
Andrew suffers with A,
A, D, D. I can't concentrate on anything.
No, I'm not kidding you. Like, my ADD meds have made it so that I can practice guitar, and I've gotten so much better because of it. Because I just pick it up, and I can, like, focus on it.
That's unreal.
And I mean, I said this on the podcast the other day by myself, but I got a flimsy pick and it's changing everything. It's loose and it bends like a brittle nail, like a nail when I haven't been getting enough vitamins and your nails just like rip. You've never experienced that because you bite your nails off. Are you still biting your nails off?
Yep, I'm back.
We were so worried we lost you. The nail biting community was they had nothing to do because their nails were already bitten, but they were on edge that you weren't, that you had left them. They were peeling, they're biting the skin.
Look,
you never go after your cuticles.
I do.
I love a cuticle. I think it's like 7 calories per hangnail that you rip off, and boy, is it worth it. That's the only meat I eat is my own.
Jesus.
Isn't that gross?
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
True.
I eat my own cuticles. I eat my cuticles too.
Oh, I love them so much.
My nails, my nail biting has gone with the COVID. If you looked at the COVID curve of New York City, that was nail biting. Like when COVID was higher, I stopped biting. It's getting lower, but it's peaking back up.
Yeah, because of moving.
Yeah.
And moving when you're, whenever you got to deal with a lot of cardboard boxes, your hands get so fucking dry. Do you find that?
No.
You know, you like that.
No, I like Wet Pussy now.
Wait, you know what? I was going to ask you when we talked about Wet Ass Pussy, the song, which everyone knows I'm obsessed with, 3 months too late. They're like, we get it, Nikki. Does that song, when you heard it, I just realized the other night, you have a whole joke about how you don't like vaginas being too wet because you got so used. I'm just catching our listener up if they don't know your history with, you grew up masturbating without lotion. You got used to a dry hand. And so a lot of times when you hook up with girls, their pussies would be too wet, especially if you were condomless. That would be too wet of an experience for you. Then when you incorporated the condom back, you found that you were able to come easier from that because it gave you more friction, more dryness. You have a whole joke in which you try to dry out women, which is hilarious. And I was wondering if Wet Ass Pussy, you were kind of like, maybe like, oh God, don't, let's not encourage women to get wetter. This is gonna.
I mean, I think I feel like I'm back to liking Wet Pussy again. I mean, if I'm gonna be completely honest.
Please be completely honest. It's all we want.
Well, a lot of it had to do with my SSRIs I was taking. I was taking antidepressants. I started taking Zoloft and I couldn't come. I just couldn't come. And the only way I could come was my own hand, and it had to be really dry. And then when I was hooking up with the girl I was hooking up with at the time, I at first it'd feel great. Then it would get too wet because your boy hammers it, you know, not well. And she would get so wet that there would be no friction, not enough friction.
Right.
So maybe I need to jerk off with a very wet hand. That's what I think.
You need to ease on my back hand. In. But now you use, that was when you had a girlfriend and weren't wearing condoms as much. But now that you have condoms, you were like, oh, that's great. Condoms actually help you last longer, right?
Well, last time I hooked up, I couldn't come with the condom on. I came from a blowy, no condom. 69ing. So I don't know. I mean, look.
You're all over the place.
I'm all over the map. But for a while, I was definitely a dry ass pussy boy.
Yeah.
And like, look, WAP, I just think like there's like, some guys love a wet pussy. I mean, they're like, yeah, I want
it. Well, I got to think there's nothing. I don't want to get too sexual on the show because, you know, we just had the debates and we need to talk about that at some point. But, and I don't want to turn anyone on. Because sometimes I feel like talking about sex too much, it just is like, especially I never want anyone
night.
To. Yeah, it just feels indecent. But I got to think that one of the most exciting things, at least I would always feel that way, is when I would be like, making out or whatever, getting ready to hook up, and then they go for it, and you're like, what is a whistle? And they're like, that's like a nice surprise. And I would always think that that would make a guy feel really good. But
yeah.
You would be like,
No. I mean, look, that happened the other day. We were making out like on the couch, and when I first like fingered her, she was drenched, and I was like, oh, she's really excited for me to be here, or she just pissed herself.
She's really excited for me to be here. It's really funny.
It's so yeah, like a dog wagging its tail.
Yeah, just like excited for your company.
So
she's just lonely.
She just wanted to watch Selling Sunset with someone. No, but I think like what were you saying? I look, part of it, I'll take some of the fault, because if my dick was wider, a wetter pussy wouldn't, there'd still be friction probably with, it'd have to be really wet, you know? So I'll take the L on having too skinny of a penis. You know what I mean? I'll put that on me a little bit.
Right. Okay. Yes. All right.
I'll take that one.
All right.
But I'm telling you, and I think a lot of guys that listen will say, when you first, especially raw dog, when you put the dick in the first, like I'm talking the first set, there's a nice grip there. That
only lasts for a short bit.
Yeah, it's like 6 seconds of just magic.
Okay, and then it gets too wet a little bit, but at first it's like the perfect amount.
The perfect golf grip.
Right.
It's like if you were wearing two golf gloves and you shake hands with golf gloves on.
Yeah, it's just so wild to think about sex from a guy's perspective and how that feels, because as a woman, it's just like it's just someone's in your body.
Yeah, but there's levels to hardness of cocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went soft again, like second time I have sex, condom on, and I'm doing like, I don't know. Oh, I tried to
feel it. When you're a girl, you feel it and you go, I guess I'm not bringing it this time.
But it's not on you.
I know, but sometimes it can be.
Sometimes I'm just so disconnected with the world, including the partner that I'm with. And like, I have to like remind myself, like, holy shit, this woman is letting me fuck her. And she looks incredible. She's a
naked
gorgeous
woman I'm with that is letting me inside their body. You have to like be, it's about being present. It's so hard to do in the moment. Yeah. I mean, it's
ADD.
Yeah. I wonder what sex will be like with meds. I'll find out someday. I am excited about getting my own place here in the Lou, just to like entertain that idea. My parents were just looking at apartments for me on Craigslist. My mom's like, this is a nice place. She's looking, and I was like, if you on Craigslist, if you find anyone who's willing to like barter for like sexual favors instead of rent, because you know on Craigslist sometimes there's those offers of like, hey, you live with me for free if you fucking whatever.
Anal for a 3-bedroom, mouth for a studio.
Yeah. But in my scenario, I was like, I'm not gonna do anything. If they want to give me something, I'll pay more.
Oh.
I made that joke to my parents and they laughed.
But wait, I'm just confused. What are they gonna give you more of? More space or more?
No, if like usually on Craigslist, it's a guy being like, hey, if you fuck me, I'll let you live rent free.
Let you live.
Yeah, I'll let you live. But my offer was, if you fuck me, I'll pay more.
Gotcha.
So it was just like the lonely girl's perspective of it. That's not true. I wouldn't do that. I did just change my location on Raya to St. Louis. I committed. I realized I wasn't on there on... I was always on New York. So I had all these guys being like, how's New York? And I'm like, I live with my parents in St. Louis. And now I'm just like, I'm in St. Louis. Let's start there.
Yeah, that's smart. I mean, look, you're in the center of the country. That could be a good thing. You got both coasts working for you. And who knows what will come up in St. Louis. I don't know if the guys were, St. Louis guys were coming up when you were in New York.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. But I'm getting guys from like Stockholm on my Raya. So I don't know why St. Louis, and there's like a location part where you can like see people in your area, and none of those dudes are ever coming up for me for matches. And you can't match with those guys that are in your location. You have to like direct, like, you know, send them a $2.99 like.
Well, maybe
money to like someone that might be in your area unless they randomly come up on your thing.
Maybe the play in St. Louis is Hinge. And I know like you might feel better than Hinge, huh?
I'm on there, dude, and I get no matches. My account will not be active for whatever reason. If anyone understands why my Hinge will not give me any, will not make my account active on the site, please let me know. But I don't get any likes. I'm on Hinge. Nothing. Mm-hmm. And it says you're new.
Are you in St. Louis on Hinge?
Yeah, dude.
Maybe redownload it. I don't know.
Yeah, something. Maybe I need to do that. Who knows?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, I think like St. Louis might be more like, I'm not saying it's going to be lesser stock, but there'll be less people on Raya from St. Louis. You'll have more choice. There'll be more quantity on Hinge.
Yeah,
maybe not. And to be honest, maybe better quality.
I think
Raya doesn't always equal better quality just because.
No, it does not. How you doing on Raya? Are you still on there?
Yeah, I don't match with anyone that good. And I, you know, you get like 9 swipes. It gets to the point where you get older, it just starts to feel like you're losing a.
Good night, Mom. I'm doing a podcast. You know that. Why? They know
makes
I'm
for good radio.
It
No, it just feels like you're losing a game, you know? Like.
Yeah.
And you get older and it's just like, you don't match as much, you know? Someone sees 40, I assume.
Can I ask you about when you swipe right on people and then you match? And then Do you ever do the thing where you just swipe right to see if you'll be a match and then you don't really want to have anything to do with the person that you swipe right on?
Yes. I mean, every guy, yes.
You do that. What is your thinking there?
Well, there'll be times where I'll get so frustrated that I'm not getting one match.
That you'll swipe right on someone who you normally wouldn't just to.
Yeah. And I'll have a swipe fest and I still don't get one. Yeah. It's like when you're like bombing and then you do A material and that bombs too. Like,
yes. Yeah.
I'm going to go.
You dust off an old joke that just you're like sickened with yourself for even going to. And then that doesn't get it. Actually, those moments feel good because I'm like, good. They're just a bad audience because that's a tried and true.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know?
So yeah. So maybe the girl didn't swipe me because she's dead. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I mean, I do think the age thing, like, I think there are certain, as a woman on these apps, at 36, I mean, that really, my stock dropped. 35, I mean, it's like still alive. 36.
Picking up sticks.
You're in the sticks.
Yeah.
Something about sticks.
36, we couldn't think of
start
anything.
Editing your picks.
36 ain't getting no licks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's bad.
Well, 40, man, yeah, that's a more, eh?
I get what you're saying. Guys, though, it is different. But yes, 40 is a major. You're shifting to a new number in the front. It's big.
I'm definitely matching. Every girl I match with is 30 or higher, usually, or 28 and higher, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, the girl I've been having sex with recently, 30, 33, cool. 34.
Yeah. Wow. Well, she's not sure.
Yeah, well.
She's aging like a president.
Okay. So the debates, are you talking about
the
them?
President, or? Yeah, I mean, we just got done watching it. I literally couldn't watch it. I was on Twitter. I was just refreshing Twitter because I wanted to not feel alone. Even though I was with my parents, it's almost like when I watch a scary movie, I look at the audience and I look at my friends' faces to see what is going on because I don't want to see it. I couldn't look. Biden smiling made me nervous. Him even struggle like any he, now Biden's not allowed to stutter over one word because everyone's paying so much attention to him because yeah. Trump has gotten in our heads that he's like old, even though Trump is old and Trump I can't even look at. I mean, it was awful. Did you watch it with Jen?
Well, Biden would look at the camera and his eyes are like jet black and it was like, it felt very menacing.
Yeah. I think it was Alyssa Limpiaris had a great tweet that was like,
yeah. I've never been stared in the eye this much.
Yeah, she's like, I've never had so much eye contact as with Joe Biden's giving me more eye contact than anyone in my life.
Yeah, that's how it felt.
it was a little much. I wanted him to more look at Trump.
I do feel like Trump wasn't able to bully him. Biden had a technique, and I'm sure they work on it, how to ignore, you know, like a dog that's barking at you.
Yeah.
You don't look at it in the eyes. You don't really pay attention to it. I think that's the tag. Because I feel like if he engaged more, like Trump would even, he'd win those little engagements, those little like jab engagements. He was better off ignoring them.
Yeah.
But he's such a bully.
It was hard to watch.
I thought it looked like two guys trying to win like their golf country club president. That's what it felt like. Like, I promise I'll get ice in the Coke machine. Like, or, you know, or whatever. Like, we'll get new greens. Like, I think that's what they should be fighting over. Not whether or not we'll live and die by COVID.
It was a little triggering at first. I don't know about you coming from a household where you had parents who fought a lot. But that's what it felt like to me was being in the car with my parents when they're fighting. And just, like... Nothing's going to get solved here. No one's going to win. And you guys aren't hearing each other. Not that I think it felt like I tweeted mom and dad stop fighting. And then I wanted to write in addition to that, like, I just want to live with mom, not you, dad. You know, like,
yeah,
you just, it's like you, your divorced parents are fighting and one of them is extremely abusive and you don't want them to win the custody battle.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's all ego, man. It's like neither one will go, you know what? That's a good point, you know, but that's a debate, right? Like, you can't do that. You have to stay strong and be true to you, what your beliefs are, or you'll lose and you'll look weak. You know, I watched Josh Brolin, actually, whatever, an actor talking about politics, but he like put up this video, and he, I mean, first of all, this guy's such a good actor. Like, he just sits in his car. He's got a big goatee, and he's just looking at the, like, hey, what you know, when I got silver. And he, like, takes these, like, pauses, and he's perfect. But whatever. The point being is that, like, is that he's a manly man. Like, The Rock came out for Biden. He's a, whatever, a manly man, or the idea of a manly man, right? Yeah. But a manly man could be empathetic and show weakness and cry, mm-hmm. you know? And I feel like that, like, Trump would never be able to cry. You know what I mean?
I don't,
like,
think he could.
Yeah.
I think
Biden would cry. I think Biden would cry.
Oh, yeah. He's an emotional guy.
He almost
sure.
did cry about his son. That was a beautiful moment.
It was. When you said he was proud
of
him.
That I read out the tweet of. Yeah. Because I already watched it for 10 minutes, too. And then I read Twitter. And then I was on Instagram. And then I would read Twitter.
Oh, so you didn't even watch it as you were reading. You just totally stepped out of the room.
A little bit. I went back to it like 20 minutes in.
I sat there and listened to the whole thing, but I literally couldn't look up at the screen, and I felt nauseous. I was eating dinner while I was watching it in the beginning. I just made dinner and sat down, and I'm a fast eater. I've never eaten so fast in my life. I was stress eating like crazy. It just, the food just vanished in front of me. And my mom, at one point, I was like eating soup so fast, and she was like, Nikki, enough. Like, and she was, I mean, she hates Trump more than anyone, and her hatred of him was interrupted by me scraping the bowl. Like, she was so disturbed by how fast I was eating. I mean, it was so stressful. I can only imagine how much food got consumed during that. If anyone was eating during that, it's just, there was like a lot of stress eating and drinking. Everyone was joking about drinking games.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just really stressful. Really stressful. The dogs in my room were like getting sad. Mm-hmm.
I'm not like the best, you know, speaker. We all know that. And it's like, when you think about the president of the United States, you think about like eloquent speeches throughout, you know, like throughout time, like 4 score and 7 years ago. And it's just like, we've gotten to the point where it's like, you're ugly. No, you're ugly. Like it's straight up kindergarten. Like, you expect more from these people. So like, we've gotten to the point where it's like, I just want to have a beer with this guy. It's like, and that's it. That's the whole. And it's like, you don't want to have a beer with that guy. First of all, Trump doesn't drink beer. He doesn't drink, which mm-hmm. is probably actually the only good thing about him. And Biden, I don't know if he drinks. But anyways, you know what I mean, though? It's just like,
yeah, his supporters know that he doesn't like anything that they like? And like, he doesn't enjoy the outdoors. He doesn't drink beer. He likes McDonald's.
He plays golf.
Yeah, he plays golf. It's impressive that
he likes women. He likes to fuck.
Yeah, that's true. He does like,
he's an ugly guy that has surrounded himself with beautiful women. So any like fucking douchebag incel kind of guy is like, wow, if I get powerful, I could fuck hot pussy too, like Trump.
And you probably could.
Yeah, you probably could.
We'll be right back after this. We're back. Okay, so I'm going to send you a picture that my mom took the other night. For those of you who follow my mom on Instagram, you got to follow her because she doesn't put out a lot, but sometimes she
comes out with gold. Weed.
No, I don't know what precipitated this. I'm guessing like one hit of weed and much wine. So I like that picture because she's like proud of how she looks in it, but it's unfortunate that she won't remember feeling that way.
Yeah. Or she'll feel even uglier in the morning because she'll be hungover.
Yeah, but my mom doesn't really get hungover. She like chugs a fucking seltzer and she's good to go.
I mean, that always amazes me with those people. Thank God I can't handle hangovers because it's probably the only reason I don't drink.
Yeah, that's the only reason I don't drink for sure.
I mean, I used to have friends that would go like have like 40 shots and like Jaeger bombs and Red Bull and wake up in the morning and then just like they'd be like a little hungry. They'd have like a Gatorade and be like, where are we going? And I'm like, thinking I'm gonna die. Like, I don't understand.
When did that start? Because in college, I was like that. I didn't start getting hungover until I was like probably 25, which is still feels pretty young for that. But I would say I only maybe 26, because by the time I was 27, I was ready to hang it up, and that's when I did.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly when. I mean, my anxiety really started shitting the bed in college.
The day after anxiety?
Yeah, but even, I didn't even know what it was. But yeah, I mean, drinking didn't help.
Obviously managing your anxiety with drinking, because you would drink and then you would feel less anxious.
Yeah, I'd be the center of attention. I'd be crazy. I'd be funny.
Confident.
Or loud, funny, confident, but also so not confident in the sense of, like, I'd be very confident in being funny and being dancing insane, but the idea of fucking a girl was like the last thing on my mind. It was just about impressing my guy friends.
But you weren't trying to get laid when you were drunk.
No, I didn't think I was deserving. It was weird.
Wow, even when you got drunk, you didn't.
Not really. I mean, sometimes.
It was the first time that you kind of snapped out of that, because I think that was something I was surprised about you, is that you didn't like fuck a lot when you were partying and like hanging out with like and getting bottle service and all these things when you were like going through your rich days, where you were like, I don't know, it seems like you may have had some stuff to be proud of back then. Things were going well.
Yeah, I always surrounded myself with guys that were hot.
Sorry, I just remembered, it's just lunch.
Yeah.
You signing up for like this really sincere dating site, not even site, like program.
Yeah.
Never, and like you had one girlfriend your whole life. You had no business.
I was broke.
Looking for a real relationship.
I was in debt, and I spent $1,500 to find love. And I went on one date for lunch. We didn't even eat.
It's just
lunch was better than the date, and I think I paid.
Yeah.
So add that to the bill. The girl that got me, to sign up, gorgeous. I was like, why don't we just date?
Yeah.
Why don't I just pay you $2,000 and we start a life together? She was so hot, and she's like, oh my god,
and she's
so
flirty, and I'm sure she's like selling the whole thing. Yeah, she's the. Of course they have the girls that like recruit and come in and matchmake are like gorgeous. And they act like they probably have like a staple of their friends just as hot as them is what you
100%. They're like, yeah, I was like, that's what I was thinking. And boy, was she good at
sales.
Okay,
but why?
There's probably like four girls that do it and they don't even pay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Why
did I do it?
No. I want to know why. When was the first time you were like hooked up after? What was the longest streak you went on through of like not hooking up?
Oh, I've went on long streaks. I can't even tell you. Like asexual people, my friends think I was asexual. Like that was the joke.
Really?
Yeah.
For like years?
Yeah. Long time. I don't know if I like went without getting laid for years, but there were some like year windows, shit like that for sure. Mm-hmm. And like, so what I would do is I would surround myself with like pretty good looking, like confident kind of guys that I make laugh a lot. And you would think I was just one of them. But then when it came to like closing the deal on like the one hot girl at the table or the two, I always would be like, oh, they deserve it more than me kind of thing.
Yes.
And now I don't feel that way. Now I'm like, no, motherfucker, like you're no better than me.
What? How'd you get there?
I don't know. Zoloft? I don't know. Exercise.
Because I always feel that way. I'm always like, well, I never really have to even say it, but no one, like if I like when that, what I told you on the podcast last week, when that my first kiss or whatever, I thought he liked my friend. I always assumed everyone would, why wouldn't you like someone who's prettier than me? Like, why wouldn't you like someone who's more popular than me? So like most of my friends I think are prettier than me and like, you know, just have better bodies, probably better personality. Like I just, and so when guys in our, that know all of us and we're all single, I'm just like, I can just like hang back. It's almost like you just feel at ease because you're like, oh, I'm not even an option. Like I'm invisible. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of feels like you, yeah. And when you don't like, and then when my friends start to get boyfriends and they're off the table, you can see when guys like come to talk to my table or whatever with my gorgeous friends. And then they realize those friends are taken and then they like lose interest. And I'm like, oh yeah, but I'm still here. And they're like, still no.
And yeah. Then, but some of those friends are like too close to you or also comedians. It just.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very familiar with your relationship with these guys, like friendships with these. I don't know. I think it's a different ball game when it's like you and your girlfriends are in a city and you know, you're going out not to like the cellar Olive Tree or whatever, yeah, but like no, really going out and like
comedians.
Yeah. Like going out with like, and I think you would realize like, oh my God, guys really hit on me a lot, but you just don't put yourself in those kind of situations. Mm-hmm.
And now I can't because the world shut down. So I'll never know.
Yeah. You waited. Now you're going to die alone.
I might.
Look, you look great for 56.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
I'll never forget when I almost got like excited like when you said that, because I thought you were gonna be like, you look great for your, like you're just, yeah. Like I honestly thought I was sincere, and then I before you even finished the sentence I was like, I don't need to thank you, but I don't need, and then it ended with 56 and it was just all like a fucking letdown.
It got
but
real
I do
quiet.
Look great for 56. No, I was gonna tell you the story of when I was on, I probably told this before, but I was on Dancing with Stars and DeMarcus Ware, you know, from
Cowboys.
Yeah, good job. He was one of the dancers, and it was the last episode, the finale that I came back for like a month later. I was kicked off, obviously, the first episode. They forgot about me. But DeMarcus and I had like a good kind of rapport for like whenever we saw each other, which was like a little bit here and there during the one episode I was on. And then I came back for the finale and we were like hanging out and kind of having like a chat. And he was like, now, how old are you again? And I was like, I'm 34. And he was like, what? Really? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, you're 34? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I could have sworn you were 32.
An old 32, like 32 and a half, maybe. That's what he,
I mean,
that's so funny because it's only 2 years.
It's
like,
2 years. And like, no one would, I mean, those two ages are so indiscernible. And truly, I don't think there's any two ages in ages that are less like, that there's not a difference between them. And no one should be flattered that they look 32 ever. I mean, actually, yeah. I mean, 32 is a great looking age for a lot of women.
Yeah, the smaller the range gets until you get way older, and then you could be 90 and someone says you look 88. Woo-wee!
So, yeah, that would make you happy.
It like kind of comes back again.
Yeah. Know?
But yeah, I mean, the older you get, I mean, 51,
I can't
50,
believe I'm 36. 50. I can't believe it. It just doesn't make sense to me. I really don't feel 36. I mean, I know I am, and I know I have a big enough life to have supported it. Like enough things have happened in my life that I'm like, okay, yeah, I've lived it. But yeah, it is absurd to me. I met up with a friend from high school today, a girl that we were peripherally friends in high school. We've been DMing a lot on Instagram. And I was just like, why don't we get a coffee? Cause she just moved back to town. And so we met up today and she has three kids and like is looking for a new house, has a husband she's been with for 9 years. And she just was, but she also felt like, it felt like we were in high school again. Like it didn't feel like much had changed, but I'm just like, that could be me. I could have three. I'm the age that people have three kids. 36 is, and I just realized also like I'm approaching an age where I might not get to have grandkids. Like I could maybe have kids, but I won't get to have grandkids.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Or like,
you might never get to be a grandpa. You could be a dad, but you might not live long enough to be a grandpa.
I'm going to be the grandpa that like the grandson's like, yeah, Grandpa Andrew, he died when I was 3. I don't really remember much about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be the, I think he, I
he
think
died
he liked
a decade
the Mets.
Before I was born. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he liked.
He died when my dad was 30, and my dad didn't have me until I was 40. And so Grandpa Andrew died when he was 90 because he didn't have my dad until he was 60. I mean, it all just doesn't.
I do think about that. I think about like being, you know, a lot of times you think, oh, you know, when your kid is at the age where he could throw a baseball, are you going to be able to throw one underhand? I guess, you know, you know, it's it is weird when there's that old dad, you know. Just like God, how?
Yeah.
But you know, Chris Rock had a thing where he was talking about on Howard Stern, and he was saying how, and I thought this like rang true to me, and I think maybe to you as well, how he like he'll walk into a room and he'll expect everyone to love, like to like respect him and like admire him, right? Mm-hmm. And then once someone's with him, like once a like, let's say a girl, he's like, wants her to like him. And then once they're with him, it's like, what the fuck are you doing with me? Like, it's such an interesting way of, and I'm not saying you, whatever. On me, though, like part of you can be extremely confident mm-hmm. for like what you've done, like in your career.
Sure. Yeah.
And then another part of you is like, once they are actually with you, is like, why?
Now, yeah. Now that you're in, why would you stay? Like, you should want to be with me, but once you have me, why would you want to be with me?
Because you're really getting to know who I really am.
Yes,
not just
and that's
like
the, that's yeah. the scary thing. Yeah. But I would throw in that I wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, there is a part of me that's like, but that's delusional. The part of me that's like, guys should want to be with me based on what I'm putting out there, which isn't real. But actually the thing I'm putting out there that isn't real, like I was just looking at my Raya profile tonight because I changed my age limit and my location. I went lower. I went younger. Fuck it. Not because I'm looking for a boyfriend, but I'm just looking maybe I'll be horny enough one night to be like, oh, this like 25-year-old wants to bang someone. Come on over.
So you're maybe. 25 to 37?
No, I think I went 24, maybe.
24 to what?
To 45, 47, that's something nice like window. That. 49, maybe. I think I was trying to figure, there was some celebrity that I found out was on there. So I beefed it up to his age just to open the window a little bit. So I was looking at the picture of myself. It's like me on stage, like looking fucking badass as fuck. Like my hair just looks like fucking hot and cool. And I just look like so cool. And I'm not that, that's not me. If you get in a relationship with me, that ain't gonna be, I mean, it could.
But it is you.
It is me, but, and also.
It's an idea of you too.
But I'm putting yeah. that side of me out there that's the front and center because on Raya, I think that being a celebrity goes far. However, it actually, I don't want a guy who wants that. Like, I don't want a guy, I want a guy who appreciates that I do stuff on stage, but I don't think that's what I want. If that's what he's expecting, then he's going to be disappointed. And I also feel like I relate to that Chris Rock thing a lot.
I see what you're saying.
Stuck in between. Like I want a guy to want me for that because obviously that's what I'm putting out there because I look hot in that picture.
Well, you work very hard to, it's not about that picture. It's not about how you look. It's everything you did to get on that stage and have 1,000 people
around. Yeah, that was days of 7-minute planks to get my stomach looking like that sliver of my stomach that's showing. What were you saying?
Yeah, no, that was what I was saying. I thought it was 8 minutes. No, but you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. like it's not just that picture. It's the confidence that goes along in working on a craft and I don't know. It's just
I
like,
really relate to confidence. That. So I'm glad you shared that Chris Rock thing with me. I got to listen to that interview. My dad was telling me some things from it.
Have you ever seen Casino?
Only the scene where she's hugging the wall at the end, walking along the wall. So
sometimes like in a way, like Sharon Stone in that movie reminds me of you.
Thank you.
No, but it is a compliment.
The way she looks.
Yeah. Just when she opens up her legs and you see her pussy. No, that's basically.
Yeah, that's the other one.
Every movie with Sharon Stone, I'm just like, when is she going to do that thing with her legs?
Yeah. Yeah. wait, why?
How
in that
crazy
movie?
Is that? That's like before porn because guys but lost their mind. And you didn't even see her pussy.
It was just a shadow, right? Like you, but the idea that like you could.
It's like the groundhog seeing his shadow. Like that's all you.
I mean, any kind of like girl that's like, look at my vagina. Like that's the hottest thing ever because it's so fucking crazy.
There's this trend on TikTok where it's like girls will just open up their legs, not like butt naked.
Right.
And just like. See their boyfriend's reaction. And it's just like, because girls are taught so much, you have to sit like a lady. You sit like, if you ever sit with your legs wide open and you look around, every guy would be fucking staring.
Yeah. Sure. Well, even if you had pants on, you mean?
Yeah.
Wait, can I send you a dick pic I got over the.
Yeah, you were making some weird face, like you were like blowing it.
No, I was reacting to what you were saying about like girls on. I gotta see that those reaction shots because I do love the ones on TikTok that I've seen where the girl's just naked and the guy walks in. I mean, I think we were talking about before, like when you surprise someone that you're wet or like whatever, you like shock a guy and he's not expecting it is so thrilling.
I think it's called shock and awe. What was that? Shock
that was
and
like,
awe.
That was
Iraq War, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that was, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so in Casino, though, she's like,
okay, yeah, tell me that.
The most confident, badass woman who like goes into Casino. She fucking owns it, makes money, tips everyone. Everyone's like, it's like slow motion everywhere she walks.
Yeah.
And then she has this loser ex-boyfriend. She has an ex-boyfriend that she keeps giving money to and like is so like, keeps going back to him. And she just got married to De Niro, who bought her everything. She keeps going back to this guy. And I don't know, just I felt a lot. I don't know. I watched it the other day and I was like, but she's sadder. It's sadder than what goes on.
I'm not going back to anyone, by the way. And
I'm not saying you are. I didn't say you are. I'm saying no, there
are. But people did DM me being like, the reason that I go back to the ex-boyfriend is because we, first of all, we have a lot of history together. He does
live in St. Louis.
Yeah, he lives down the street from me. I have never had sex with someone more than him by far. You know, like, he's the only person I'm comfortable being naked around and would not even give a second thought to it. So there's no anxiety there, which I have a lot of anxiety around sex. So it makes sense. And
he is better than the guy in Casino that she keeps calling.
He's great to me. And he knows me very well and he cares about me. He does love me as a friend, which is, you know, I'll take it. And and that's why. And we have but there's nothing sad about it. People keep writing me being like, someone wrote me the other day, was like, the reason you can't get over the ex-boyfriend is because you never like officially ended it and you need to end it and mourn it and suffer the loss of it or some bullshit like that, which maybe is true, but I've ended that thing a lot. I've ended it like 100 times. It's so fun to end, because then you get to start it up again. It gets exciting. It's so fun.
I guess if you start dating someone else seriously, right, and you like, I guess, fall in love.
Open. Are you kidding me? I am so open to.
No, I'm saying, but that would be more about the Casino character. Like, if you were like,
oh, if I like found someone else and then
you
went
back to him just to play bocce ball.
Yes, I haven't found someone else. Pickleball.
Might be.
Okay, so I'm going to send you this dick pic I got over the weekend just from a random number. Woke up in the morning. They sent it.
How did they get your number?
Because you can buy it online, dude. Or you can, like, do enough Google and you can get it. So this guy, this is what I woke up to at 8:15 in the morning when I woke up. Did you get it?
I mean, that's the most absurd thing I've ever seen.
tell our listener what you're looking
at. It looks like an alien trying to break into a house. It looks like the
What's that movie that has like the things that are under the ground?
Oh yeah, creepers, not creepers.
No, it's like I never even saw the movie. Maybe Dune, but it's like you guys know what it is. You're listening.
It starts with a C, and yeah.
Yeah, there in the ground like cracks, and then a beast emerges. Monster. Wait, I'm gonna look it up. Monster Underground.
That keeps jumping out.
That keeps jumping out. Okay, Monster Underground movie. Tremors.
Tremors.
Looks like a tremor.
Yeah. It looks like a tremor. Kind of looks like the...
It's an uncircumcised penis and it's gigantic. And honestly, I'm grateful for it because if I ever encounter an uncircumcised penis, I know exactly what I'm in for. That thing is like, it's really almost broken me and my spirit in a way that I feel like I did have sex with it. Like, it's been in me. I've looked at this picture so much. Very uncircumcised penis. And can you just explain what it's doing though, Andrew? I mean, everything about
this picture. Well, like I said, trying to break into a house. It's underneath a door handle.
It's underneath
a
door.
I don't know why.
It is like he latched it into a door. So his dick is like, it's probably like a 10-incher we're looking at, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think, I don't know why he.
And he put the head under, he went under a door.
It's wide, but.
One that you would grab onto with your like.
Yeah.
Like an L bar almost looks like it. Like you grab onto it and then you pull it down and you twist the door. It's like a closet door handle. And under, he put it underneath the bar and then had it poking up. So you're looking at from the top. It's a point of view shot. The penis is emerging. It's latched underneath the door handle. And it's exactly that. It looks like an alien.
It looks like, like his dick is having a baby.
Yes, like it does look like it's giving
vagina,
birth to.
Like it's giving birth.
Will you answer this for me, because I don't have a penis and I've never been with someone uncircumcised.
I don't know how
you probably are circumcised.
There. Yeah, I am circumcised. Yeah.
Okay, but does it come out more than that? Would the skin break?
Yeah, I thought it does. I'm not an expert on uncircumcised dicks, but essentially it's covering the head to protect it, and when the head comes out, it's supposed to be even more sensitive.
Breaks through the ground and...
Like, you can pull that back, that skin back. Kind of looks like the plant from...
Oh, yeah.
Seymour.
Ooh, Seymour. I don't know why you talk.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He does look like that. Oh my god.
Oh, what's wrong, Seymour?
I'm kind of glad though, because
and
I
so
feel
you
like
just wrote Y?
Yeah, I just wrote Y back. But I wrote it back at 10 p.m. the next night. I mean, I got it at 2:51 on Saturday morning. And then at 10 p.m. that night, I was with Emil and some ladies backstage. And I was like, I want to write it back. I just want to know what this guy, why? So I just wrote back why, and he never wrote back. And we called the number because one of the waitresses was going to call the number and see who this was and just like hear his voice. And it was like a Google number, you know, it's a 415. So it's like San Francisco. And we figured, or it's like a,
it might be a mass text kind of situation thing.
Why? I felt special. And now
might be.
How many dick pics are you getting in these mass texts?
Yeah. I'm just saying, if it's a Google number, I mean, I don't know.
I think it's someone specifically targeting me because everyone thinks I'm like just love dicks. Yeah.
I mean, look, it's an interesting cock. Writing back why is very funny. I think if it was just a person, he would write you back if it was a real person.
No, I mean, he did it from a fake number. He did it from like a Google number.
You think he would go through all that trouble to make a fake number to send you a cock?
Yeah, I do.
That's love.
I know. That's why I'm trying to find him, and that's why I want to know why.
Why don't you post it and say, scribble out most of it, and then go, I'm looking for a misconnection.
Because I don't want to encourage people to send me more dicks. I don't need that.
Yeah.
Just be like plain and simp.
Yeah, pretty simp. Simp Nation. I don't know. I think you should send back your vagina next to like a hanger or no, not a hanger, like a door.
Yeah.
Handle.
My vagina, next to a, like a locker, like doing a code, like another way of getting in, gaining entry into something.
Yeah. Going and you can show
left 24, right 8, you know, on lockers.
Only if she's 5'3".
What are other ways to get in places?
Key lock.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just put a key in my vagina and have a little key poking out and say, we're a perfect match.
Oh, that's nice.
Uh-huh.
I like that. But I don't know if the handle had a keyhole, but.
Yeah, that's true. I'll hang a do not disturb sign on my clit.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Isn't it
interesting that an uncircumcised penis covers the head of a dick like a vagina covers like the clit a little bit?
Yeah, they're the same thing.
It's crazy.
Clits and dicks are just literally the same. They're just, yeah, it is the same thing. You've heard my joke.
Yeah, but you don't piss out your clit. So it's not the same thing.
I feel like the urethra is somewhere near there. I don't know where my pee comes out of. It's so weird. It's like when a Jesus statue cries and you go, how is it doing that? Where is that coming from?
Is that a Prince song?
All right, good night.
Have a good night. I am tired.
I know. I'm getting sleepy too.
The farther we got from the computer, I was just like.
I know. I sent a dick pic to try to wake you up, and it was like, it almost lulled.
I think it just made me sad. I think it just made me depressed. It's so thick. But then now I got to go home with my skinny cock that doesn't like wet pussies. This guy loves wet pussy. Oh, it's going to be tight. Everything's dry to this guy. The Panama Canal's dry to him. Fucking huge cock dick.
Oh my god. All right, thank you, Andrew.
All right, thanks for
I'll
having
see
me.
You I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'm sure I'll be on the pod tomorrow.
Squirt squirt.
Hey.
You say it first.
Jackpot.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.